Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, this is Robert J. and actually doing a special memorial today for my father, Bob. He's better known as Bob or Bobby. He passed actually a month ago today, and I wanted to do a special dedication. I'm basically going to be rereading, or at least try to reread, I'm looking at my handwriting here, but reread the eulogy I had spoken at the funeral proceedings a month ago today. Let me start over. Actually, at the funeral services, which was actually the day after Father's Day last month, but the day he passed was actually 16th of June. So I want to give special tribute to my father today, and just read a little bit about him and stuff, and hope anybody who's know my dad. This is a dedication to him, and this is for you. If you weren't able to make it, or you were there, I'm basically rereading the eulogy. All right, I'm going to go ahead and start. Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it. Well, good morning. This is a eulogy dedicated to my father, Bob Okuska, Bobby. Robert Okuska, born January 11th, 1934, to Adam and Lottie Okuska in Brooklyn, New York. Robert Joseph Okuska, Bobby was joined by two siblings, Henry and Marilyn, and surrounded by many loving cousins, aunts, uncles, friends. He was really well-liked. As he grew up in Brooklyn, he was inspired, like most boys at that time, by baseball and the Brooklyn Dodgers. He, his brother Hank, were great talents. He and his friends played on some great teams, even highlighted on a local TV show. Dad went to school at Our Lady of Consolation, where he was an altar boy, as well as loved his God, church, and family, which would be proved time and time again throughout his entire life. Growing up on the streets of Brooklyn would prepare Dad for the many life's challenges and changes that he would face throughout his life, always taking things in stride one day at a time. He loved his music, especially his Uncle Bernie's polka music. In fact, later in life, Dad would co-host a Saturday morning polka show with myself. And we, of course, kept the famed Witkowski name intact. His name on air was Bob O. Witkowski, or pronounced in Polish, Bob O. Witkowski. He loved it, and he was a natural. And of course, we had many happy polka listeners on Honey Radio here locally in Detroit. When Dad got older, almost shipped off to war, he was ready to defend his country with complete respect. He got shipped off across the sea, well, actually across the Hudson, which is just basically just right across the water from where he lived. And I believe 3 short days later, due to an ulcer, he was sent back, where he was greeted with a big welcome home party, as his family and friends were actually relieved for Bobby. After all, his destiny had other plans for him with a young lady whom he met on a road trip with his buddies, Jeannie Willis. Fast forward 11 months, June 28, 1958, Bob and Jean were married under the eyes of God at Our Lady of Snow's Church. It was a glorious day. Jean finding the man of her dreams, and for Bob, securing a future with the love of his life. Starting their family just about a year later with baby girl Donna, or as Dad called her, Donuts, they continued on in true bliss, just about a year later arrived a son, Robbie, yours truly, pretty much completing their foursome, at least for the time being. Donna and Robbie, Mom and Dad, loved each other, and we loved a new addition in the first day of spring, about 5 years later, Kevin. I remember going to eat at White Castle's restaurant with my sister, Dad, and stepping outside to wave at Mommy across the street, who was at the about 4 stories up, holding our brand-new brother. It was clearly Mom. She was holding this beautiful baby boy. What a great sight to see. Fast forward 5 more years, and our baby brother and son to Bob and Jean was Chris. We also called him Chrissy. Of course, he hated that when he got older, but that's what he called me. We all were very protective of him, that's for sure. All three of his kids loved our little baby brother. He and Mom, of course, when he was born, barely made it through childbirth. It was close. So they had a lot of complications. But thank God everything worked out okay. I recall when Dad got the phone call at home that all was okay. He and Mom's dad, Grandpa Stanley, hugged and danced around the kitchen right after they got the phone in total joy. We were all happy as well. Thank God everything worked out okay. I'm going to write a book today and visualize all of the moments with all of the characters, but today, Dory. He was a baseball coach, but he also was a basketball coach early on in life. I remember going as a young boy myself to his practices for his team, where he took care of helped out the young guys in Queens on the CYO League at PS 164. He loved the New York Mets, the New York Knicks, of course the all Detroit teams after he transplanted here back in 1978. The Tigers, of course, and the Pistons, and yes, the same old Lions. he would root for the underdog, and we always end up loving that team, and we went to several games throughout life. He loved coaching, Little League Baseball, umpired for years. He was very good at it. He enjoyed his family, wine, and of course, song. And of course, he loved to sing. Bob and Jean bought their first home in Lakewood, New Jersey, closer to family. In New Jersey. It was awesome. What a great 5 years in the country. Went from Flushing, Queens to the country living. It was really nice. Nice house and beautiful, close to the stars. And it was really, really, really beautiful home and a nice, nice place to move out of the city with. Dad got involved in a carpool. He took the bus to New York every day, 5 days a week, to provide for his family. Probably on the road, 3 to 4 hours a day on each trip there, to and from. He would leave before dawn and arrive home after dark. Yep, living a dream. Let's see. Dad also belonged to the Knights of Columbus as well as St. Mary's. While we attended Mass for 5 years, he loved his yard, his garden, his family. He was in heaven. He would go out in the backyard after having a few and get on his knees and claim he's seen God. I really believe he did see God, as he was in tune and living by God's principles his entire life. Fast forward 5 years. Amazing how it all ends up being in unison to 5 years. This life has changed for this family, for our family. Dad took it to transfer after 22 years. Working at General Motors to the Motor City, where now he would work at the GM Tech Center till he retired in 1991. What a blessing. Just over 5 miles to work. He loved his new home, but missed his brother, his sister, his many cousins, his mom, dad, his cousin Joe. I mean, he and Charlie, he there's so many people, so much, such a close family, and now basically he transplanted to the Midwest and pretty much out here, not all by himself, but per se, what he was used to growing up his entire life. Like you always say, once a New Yorker, always a New Yorker. Well, he and Jean enjoyed their home, the community, the church at St. Denis, and Dad made many new friends along the way. With all of us kids and Donna now also moved to Michigan, we started to adapt to living in Alaska. Michigan. You gotta realize we came from New Jersey. We had winters, we had snow and all that stuff. We had some pretty heavy snow sometimes, but it wasn't snowing in early September, and it wasn't snowing sometime in late April. That's what was going on at that particular time. Things have changed recently, but that's pretty much what we were experiencing. For people weren't used to having snow early. Anyway, in 1980, Bob and Jean would be blessed with their first granddaughter, Jennifer. What a proud grandpa. Came up to my job, I remember, distinctly. I actually worked at White Castle's, and just like my father did, he actually worked at White Castle's early on in life, and he shared the good news with me. It was great, as as love created such a beautiful baby girl. In the early 80s, my brother Kevin and I had a band. Yes, Dad, even Mom put up with the noise of the loud music, and Dad loved it, though. Actually, he would go shopping with Mom on a Saturday, and he'd come downstairs, and once again, he'd have a drink or so. He enjoyed music regardless, and he'd come down, join us, and become the band director. It was really cool. He loved bringing down my little brother Chris to watch. I might add that Chris was a great drummer, as well as my brother Kevin, who was the drummer in our band. What fond memories. Dad would be the life of the party. We welcomed him always. It was sad at, pardon me, this is my handwriting stuff, trying to read some stuff. It was sad that he missed his East Coast family and would sit at home at his bar downstairs and drink by himself. And imagine, of course, he was with his drinking buddies, Joe, Roger, Charlie, and Hank, and others. Just imagine he was there just by getting down there in his little space. He really loved it down there, actually. He really had a nice time on TV and relaxed at his office downstairs as well. It's pretty cool. And Dad loved his entire family. He just loved life completely. He really is actually one of the most humble people I know. Always takes his shirt off for everybody. Just takes his shirt off for, you know, take his shirt off his back and give it to you. I mean, that's just the kind of guy he was. He enjoyed the birth of many more grandchildren, 30 to be exact, along with several great grandbabies. Of course, first grandchild and on, it was Jennifer, and Christine, Brandon, Courtney, Jamie, Austin, Jacob, Autumn, Bevan, Lucy, Kevin, Violet, and Caden, along with three great grandchildren, Kaylee, Megan, and of course, baby Christopher. Yes, Bob. Dad, Grandpa, was a loving husband to Mom, Jean, on Earth for nearly 58 years. Next week, and I'm sure on the 28th of June, is their anniversary. And of course, it will be their anniversary through eternity. He was a genuine article, my dad. He lived his life just like he preached it. Just take one day at a time. You've heard from him, and I'm sure He'll always be with you today. Just take a deep breath. Pick yourself up. Dust yourself off. Be humble and be kind. That's the way he was. That's how Dad would talk. That's kind of lingo he would use when he was trying to give you advice and make you feel better. If you're down and out, something was going on, it didn't matter. I mean, even if it's something you did and maybe hurt him in the process, whatever, and maybe get a little bit upset with you, but more or less he would want to help you to improve your life and to get through this time period in your life and to learn from it and to become a better person. So yeah, he would just basically give you that old speech, like as if he was saying to you to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and be humble, be kind, and just take one day at a time. He'd always tell me, you're young yet. You know, I'm like, I'm older now, but it's like, he probably was still telling me that today, because that's just the way he believed. He always believed new beginnings. He was very good that way. Definitely God put in his heart, and I'm sure God put him here for a lot of reasons that God puts us here, but for my dad, he put him here to make other people's lives better. Well, anyway, God definitely did say it in the Bible as well, and of course, like I said, Dad lived by it. Deep within his soul. Jesus said, "Let the children come. Whether you're young or old, we are all God's children. And through his Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you can find peace." And just like Robert Joseph Okuska, just live one day at a time. Mom and Dad have been Bible-fearing Catholic Christians pretty much their entire lives. Actually, their entire lives, period. At the spring of last year, both Mom, Dad, and our son Austin rededicated their love for Jesus by accepting a water baptism in the Holy Spirit. He did it for his soul as well as yours. I have no doubt that he is in heaven with our Lord right now. as his dad was, you know, he did repent, and he asked for salvation. That was very important to him, and I'm sure also it's very important to him for you to also, no matter what you've done or where you're at, if something you feel like, you know, geez, what is going on in my life? Why are things so drastic? Why are things happening to me this way? Whatever it happens to be, you can pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and literally put your hands up in the air and ask for forgiveness. God's always listening. He is always listening. And it's something that you want to do and to get better and get right with God, it's not too late. And Dad would tell you that. He wants us all to be there together one day again to reunite, right? So I feel it's so important. I feel like he's telling me today, you know, that please let people know that heaven is real and that you can have your salvation. You can enjoy everlasting life, but you must, and this is so important, you must accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You must believe in there is a God, and the God, the Father, is in the heavenlies, and he is the God, the Father of Jesus Christ. And when Jesus ascended into heaven, he didn't leave us alone. He left the Holy Comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. He left that Holy Comforter behind for us so that we may be able to find everlasting life and find peace and tranquility with our lives here, as well as when we one day go on to the old by and by. It's like an old gospel song or whatever, but great song. And you must accept the fact that my dad saying, you know, never too late. Oh, you're young yet, he told me. You're in God's eyes, you're always young. You're his perfect creation. He loves each and every one of us, each and every one of you. So today I ask you just to bow your heads and let's close out with the Father's, the Lord's Prayer, and let's go on and be good people and make a difference in other people's lives and live like Dad lived. You know, being the kind of humble person he was, being completely kind to others, people he didn't even know, he would go out of his way to help. And let's live by that way. I'm sure a lot of you are already, but I'm saying that might be a good lesson to learn. And if you didn't know my dad personally, this is something you may want to, just like I said, just take some stock of what you've done in your life. And it's okay to make that change, whether it be today, tomorrow, next week, next year, right now. You know, God's waiting for you to repent and to move on into his loving care so he can help you along this life. So if you would, please bow your heads and let's close out this eulogy with the Lord's Prayer. Thank you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Dad, God bless you. Mom, God bless you. Everybody here, God bless you. Family afar, God bless each and every one of you. Anybody who's ever had an effect or touched Dad's life or heard about this man, you've been blessed just by knowing Bob Okuska, Robert Joseph Okuska, as I'm sure his soul, deep in his soul, was to help you in some way, shape, or form. Thank you, and God bless.